the word fruitfulness, because an average believer do not know what it means to be fruitful. An average believer doesn't know what it means to be fruitful. As a matter of fact, the intentions of our temporary world in the determination of the word fruitful is when you have money and when you have cars, you have houses, you have everything like that. But that is not fruitful. Now, it should be of interest to know that the Bible says in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 5, it said, "For I am the vine, and ye are the branches. If you remain in me, and I in you, you will bear much fruit." Hallelujah. And what if we are to check in the context of this Bible, the scriptural Bible, and we begin to understand what is Jesus trying to do? He was saying, John chapter 15, verse 5, he said, "I am the vine, ye are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing." So Jesus explaining the correlation of himself to us, that if only we are in him, we have the ability to be fruitful. But the contemporary world that we find ourselves has made a lot of believers to understand that you can only be fruitful when you have money, have houses, you know governors and senators and all of that. No. The first time that the Lord God said, "Be fruitful," was in the book of Genesis, chapter 1, verse 28. And the Bible says, "The God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, filled the earth and subdued it, rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky, and every living creature that moves on the ground." It should be of your interest that is the fruitfulness that a believer should experience is not just a house, nor a car, nor a political ambition, nor a career, a height in career. No. Far beyond all of that, a believer should be fruitful. Hallelujah. We're going to pray. We have 40 minutes, approximately 40 minutes to go, which I'm not going to use up to 40 minutes. But I want to build a template in us tonight, that the word fruitfulness is not a stagnated word that we begin to look at one area. We have seen believers, "Lord, make me fruitful in the area of my finance." No. It's out of context, bro. You have been out of context. Fruitfulness is not just money. Fruitfulness has to do with every area of life. There is a book that written by Dr. D.K. Olukoya, the General Overseer of Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry. He said, "Beat the best and be the best." It's a book that if you read that topic, it sounds like a competition. But on the other hand, if you look at it, it's saying that someone that looks like the best but not the best, you can beat it. You can be so fruitful that you will beat the result of that person, and you will be the one to be set as for the standard. Hallelujah. Be fruitful. When the Bible says that you should be fruitful, it was not talking about that you should have a child or children. It was not talking about you should have a husband. It was not talking about you should get a
a very good career path. I was not talking about you should not come on. What he's talking about is that on earth you should dominate. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28 said, even things in the water, rule over them. Even things on earth, rule over them. Even things in the sky, rule over them. That is fruitfulness. Be fruitful, dominate, be fruitful. The area of a fruitfulness does not necessarily means the area of money or the area. If I said be fruitful, I'm not saying be fruitful now, bring back to church. No, come on. Hallelujah. I'm not saying that. I'm saying your life has to be fruitful. And I read to you the other time, John chapter 15, verse 5, where the Bible says Jesus himself speaking, and he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. So look at what Jesus could attain. Be fruitful. I love it. Be fruitful. You must stand in your place. An average believer will suffer, struggles. You come on. The Lord has not created you to struggle all the days of your life. The Lord has not created you to suffer all the days of your life. The Lord has not created you to live this life alone, to carry your burden alone. The Lord has created you that you might be the best and be fruitful. But it's a pity that in our generation, the word fruitfulness is centered on prosperity. Do you know you can have money and don't have the gift of men? And at the same time, you can have the gift of men and be poor. I want you to take an example. Let's say Daddy Adeboye now. Let's say Daddy Adeboye, Dr. Dike Olukoya, Dr. Paul Eneche, Apostle Joshua Selman, Aroma Osai, Apostle Michael Orupo, Apostle Femi Lazarus. You know, those ones say, let's say Baba Adeboye. Let me just use Baba Adeboye. Baba Adeboye is too big. Who can I use to be Daniel? Pastor Daniel Olawande. Yes, Pastor Daniel Olawande. So let's say Pastor Daniel Olawande now. He stand, said, guys, I owe a house rental. As a matter of fact, you guys are looking at me. I literally do not have a place to sleep this night. I believe we all know that people will vacate their house for him to come as. It was because he was a fruitful man. He was a fruitful man. Hallelujah. He was a fruitful man. He was a fruitful man. Hallelujah. He was a fruitful man. That is, I'm just giving you, I'm not saying that is all about fruitfulness, but I'm saying that is an example or someone that has been fruitful. Because when God says be fruitful, it means that he has sowed a seed in your life that must germinate. When God says be fruitful, it means that he has sowed a seed. There is something he wants you to water until become a big tree
bearing branches and all of that. There is the seed of the, or there is a deposit of the Holy Spirit entered into your life the day you give your life to Jesus Christ. That seed the Lord is saying to you this night, be fruitful. Some of us, you don't know that even the 100 naira that you want to give to someone is showing the evidence that you are being fruitful. Let me give an example. I was telling someone a few days ago that I wanted to dash some of my clothes out, and then you know, because I just got some, so I wanted to dash some old ones. I have like some pairs of sneakers, you know, that I want to also dash out. I think she's 7 or thereabouts, and I have so many clothes that I have packed that I want to. And this day it was convincing me. Aye buru, Emma Kashofina, I shall tell you what a lay, and bata. Okay, no problem. I agreed. And there is this black boy that used to pass my street, and I called him. I say, my brother, please come. If you don't mind, check my palm? Wear my palm. Do you wear this with me? Of course, he wore the same size with me. I said, okay, I want to give you some things. Can you wear things that I've wear before, you know, used before? He said, yes, he can. I went inside my room, picked out the bag of the clothes, picked out the bag of the sneakers. I said, pick anyone you want. He picked the old sneakers, said he liked everything. I said, okay, no problem, you can have them. He picked some pants, picked some shirts. And he said, sir, I will go to church this coming Sunday. The seed that God has deposited in me was all bear fruit. So I don't need to preach. I do not need to begin to preach and begin to tell the person, accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am fruitful with what I do. I am fruitful. I apologize for that. We have to understand there is nothing too big in your hand that you cannot be used to be fruitful for the kingdom of God. I hope you are understanding me. Being fruitful does not necessarily mean that you have affluence in life, you have influence in life. Being fruitful means more than that. And you have to understand this. You must understand one thing. You must understand one thing, that being fruitful does not necessarily mean that you have all the money. If you have all the money in the bank, that is a seed in your hand. But how fruitful is that seed? If you have all the things in your account, how fruitful is it? How is it beneficiary someone else? You have to be fruitful. I'm saying all of these things to you tonight so that you will know. There must be a thing, there must be a soul at least on your account coming to the knowledge of Christ. Beloved, you have to be fruitful. My grandma used to sing a song, and every time I goes to her, she sings this song for me. I laugh. She will say, Mo fara mi fuwa. Tireni Oluwa, mo fowo mi fun o. Tireni Oluwa. It means I give you my body, and I give you my money. And when she's singing that song, she begins to insert so many things. Like, I give you my work, I give you my children, I give you my, in fact, my grandmother would say, I'll give you my grandchildren, they are yours. Being fruitful in the kingdom context is not when you do all these things that people do in this our contemporary world. No. Like I said the other time, you can have all the money and be poor. And at the same time, you can have little money and be successful. Depends on how fruitful you are. It's what you are. Now, any church that guy showed up that Sunday, they will not know that he's not preaching that bring him to the church. They will not know. But someone was advising me to burn those clothes, to burn those sneakers. And that same thing that someone was advising me to burn was the same thing that took someone from the street to church. So what was stopping that guy from going to church was lack of clothes, not lack of willingness. The same thing now, you, my beloved, your neighbor that has not drank garri since like 2 days, and you have 2 Congos in the house. There's nothing bad in being fruitful. You are being fruitful. That is not, no, see it as being fruitful, because Bible says you have to be fruitful, being fruitful by giving, that your generosity is an act of fruitfulness, because as that soul is taking it, is reconnecting back to that there is hope for me. You don't know that even people used to say, Pastor Marujo, no, Pastor Kirujo, the Orot, Pastor Sonye, someone sitting down beside that is not even in the, that is not among the conversation, I just heard that word can sprang up. That is being fruitful. God gives some people theoretical dexterity that they can talk and talk and talk and talk, and yet they get tired, their saliva is not getting dried up. As I'm talking to you now, I'm drinking water, because I can't preach for long and not drink water, because I'm not good at it. I love to sit down and learn. Yes, I know there is a call of God upon my life. I know there is anointing of God upon my life. I know God is calling me into ministry, but I don't know how to talk for long. I must drink water. But there are some people that God has given the theoretical dexterity that they can talk and talk and talk. Be fruitful by it. Apostle Paul says in the book of Philippians, he said, let your word be seasoned with grace, that he may... No, let your word be seasoned with, was it mercy? I can't really recall. He said, that may bless, let your word be seasoned with grace, that it may bless the hearer of your word. So now, that your theoretical dexterity that you have, when you must be fruitful by it. That is a seed. But you have to be fruitful by that word that you speak. You don't know someone who is going, no, someone that wants to go and commit suicide will not write it on his or her forehead and says, so as you people are looking at me now, I want to go and commit suicide. And you guys, don't worry. I'm going to be seeing you guys next time, you know, stuff like that. And the person left to commit suicide. No, that's not how it works. But your word that you just said in front, when the person was even passing by, to commit suicide, the person just said, that's true. Yeah, that's true. And before you know, the spirit of death and hell that has upon the person's soul, begin to disembark immediately. Why? Because you are
the widow of Shaphat and Elijah. So what do you have? What do you have at home that will come multiply? Said I have this. Elijah said, okay, who cares for me? I don't know the kind of acts that woman had, and the woman did it, and the prayer of Elijah. See, the Lord has committed something in your heart, in your life, that must germinate. And if you don't do anything about it, it will die. I remember years back, people used to tell me, you're going to do the work of the Lord. You are going to do this and that. I said, no, never me. Hey, pastor, I dread pastorate so much. And even up to now, anyway, I'm privileged to minister to people of God. I said, remove pastor from me. Just call me on channel. For you to know how much I dread the word pastor. Pastor, really? No, I'm not a pastor. You know, I'm just Emmanuel. Just call me Emmanuel. You know, God bless you. God bless you. Thank you very much for inviting me. And yes, this is what the Lord is saying in this season to this church. And then I preach, and the invitation follow, and the Holy Ghost take control of everything. As it's none of my business. It's Holy Ghost doings. I'm just here to represent, or let me say, I'm just here to bring the presence of the Holy Ghost to minister to His people, or. Let me say, I'm just there as a speaker of the Holy Ghost, like even the one carrying the presence itself, as a speaker of the Holy Ghost. And I dread one man of God, pastor, all of it, I dread it. And then I remember one time, the Spirit told me that if you don't do something about what I'm telling you, you know it yourself, they have confirmation left and right, it's going to die. I said, well, thank you, Holy Spirit, for bringing this to me. Actually, let's negotiate. Give me this, take the man of God anyway. And the Lord looked. I'm very sure the Lord will look at me from that and go, what is this? And then all of a sudden, I begin to talk to people. They begin to change. Everything begins to happen and everything. And I begin to motivate. The influence I have today, people who I know where I have entered, was as a result of being fruitful, giving out the right word. The Bible says in the book of Jeremiah, it said, I will raise a shepherd after my heart, who shall be a shepherd over my people. God raising a shepherd after his heart, and being a shepherd for his people. That's the word of a pastor. All right? But you have to be fruitful. Fruitfulness, you have to be fruitful. Hallelujah. Really have to be fruitful. You really have to. There is nothing in your hand that is not worthy of being fruitful with. Nothing in your hand that is not worthy of being fruitful. Hallelujah. The Lord has designed everything to work in your favor. The Lord has designed everything to work. But you have to be fruitful. You cannot be taking everything that God has given you to. God has given you for yourself alone. There is a particular one. I'm going to share this testimony, and then we'll begin to round up. There is a particular day I was at my office. At that time, I just opened my office, and I was just the only one there. You know, a new office, no patronage like that. I was just sitting down. And then that day, same thing, I had to was it like trek to office, or I used the last money on me to get to the office, then I'm thinking that, God, if you don't do anything, I'm going to trek back home. And then I was in my shop. I was in my office. And then one day, I mean, that day, this man came. I was like, Uncle, I'm asking patient, the inhaler, that thing inside the inhaler, that's finished and you need to buy it now. He said, you know what? Don't give me the money. Just take this thing, go ahead and refill it. So that you know that it's not the money. I need to be alive. Say, okay. God, I told you before that. It was a very funny thing. Every time I remember that story, I laugh. I said, God, wait. I told you before that I don't have money. Are you bringing someone to me? Hallelujah. It's very funny. I said, God, I told you before that in front of the man, I said, God, wait. I told you before that if you don't do anything today, I'm checking back home. Are you still bring someone else to come and meet me? Why? What did that do? I can't take it. I cannot let this man go like this. And what do I do? Then the Spirit of the Lord told me, there is a seed that can meet its need in you. Say the seed. Say yes. A seed. Say yes. Holy Spirit, what does this mean? I say, should I pray for you? I don't think I have the gift of healing. No. And this man said, he's not even looking for healing. He's looking for that inhaler. I say, okay. And the Lord opened my eyes. There is this particular lady walking. And I just called the lady. Hello. Hi. How are you? And I talked to her. Said, the Lord bless you. In the name of Jesus. I began to pray for the lady. Pray for the lady. Pray for the lady. I wanted to beg for money for someone that needed inhaler. But his prayer was coming. I keep praying for the lady. I pray for the lady. As I was praying for the lady, I began to mention some of the cases that related to her, that she has been telling God. And I decree, in the name of Jesus, this case is settled. In the name of Jesus, that one is settled. In the name of Jesus, this one is settled. In the name of Jesus. As I was praying, the Lord opened my eyes. I see so many things. I begin to decree. I begin to decree. I begin to decree. After I finish praying, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. She wanted to go. I said, Auntie, don't go yet, please. Now look at this young one. He needs this inhaler to be filled. And he came to me for help. I do not have the money. Now, can you please, don't give us money. You to take this inhaler, whatever. Please, help us to fill it and bring it back. Let's give him. Lady said, I don't know where they fill it. I said, Uncle, me too, I don't know where they fill it. Where did they fill it? The man said, there is a chemist or something called as challenge. I know. I said, okay. The lady says she cannot go. She's not going towards that direction. And I said, okay. Can you help us with money? At least you cannot go. He said, yes. Said, how much? I asked the man, how much? The man said, she is 1,015. So then, maybe 2 years ago now. And the lady dipped her hand inside her pocket, brought out 2,000 naira and gave it to me. I said, no, it's not me. I gave it to the man, everything. That was the seed. Look at how God, look at when the lady left, the man is a Muslim. I don't even know that he's a Muslim. The man looked at me, said, wow. He said, the man just looked at me, said, I want to give my life to Jesus. I said, I don't understand. Say, I'm a Muslim. My name is Saeed. Mr. Saeed. I've not seen him for a while now. My name is Saeed. I've met Muslims who helped me. They did not help me. And you don't even have the money. You beg for someone to, you know, you have prayed for someone and collected. The person was saying, thank you for the prayer, blah, blah, blah. You beg for money. Say, I want to give my life to Jesus. I've never seen a Christian that can do this before. I said, no, the Lord told me not to allow you to go. Look at it. If he shows up in any one church, it's not prayer that brought him. It's not evangelism. It's being fruitful. The little that God has given to you,
with the little that God has deposited in you, be fruitful with it. Either is in the area of words, either in the area of money, either in the area of anything that God has given to you. Be fruitful. You know, remember the parable of talents. He gave five, gave two, gave one. The five was fruitful, get another five. The three was fruitful, get another. The two was fruitful, get another. The one went to hide it. Bible says, they collected that one from him and said, throw him out. Bible says, his Lord said, you are a wicked person. You are very weak. No matter how little the seed of the Holy Ghost in you, be fruitful. Be fruitful. In your fruitfulness, in any area. I'm not saying it's just by giving alone. It may be by interceding. It may be in any form that you are being fruitful. You will just see that your environment is enjoying peace, no criminal case, no anything. They will know that you are the one doing work. I hope you are blessed tonight. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we share the word. Amen and amen. I'm going to just raise a few prayers for us, and we're going to pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, I am fruitful with all that God has committed into my care. In the name of Jesus, I am fruitful now. From henceforth, I begin to experience fruitfulness. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We're going to pray again. We're going to study the Lord. Say, in the name of Jesus, I make a fruitful step towards advancing the kingdom of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Can we pray again? See, SPI begin to reap the harvest of being fruitful. This school has done so much for most of us. He has deposited, Pastor Adike has done so many